Baba, my little child. Good morning, my little sparrow, my precious little bundle. The little birds went out to play and ate some berries along the way. Number one is sleeping. Number two is learning. Number three is laughing. And number four is playing. And the big bird, oh, where can he be? He walked along the little branch until he reached the tree.
A merchant named Ritta had a little business that sold herbs. People liked him for his generosity and pleasant manner.
Could I bring the rest of the money tomorrow?
That would be fine with me, no problem.
Thank you very much, I'll be here first thing.
Don't mention it. Bye now. Now, how can I help you today?
Do you have any curry?
As I said, this is way too expensive for me.
I'll see you later.
See you.
Bye, Ritta.
One day at work, someone told Ritta that his friend Azam in a nearby village was very, very ill. He grabbed a special herb from his store and rushed to him as fast as he could. In order for him to get to his friend's village, Ritta had to pass through a very dark and dreary forest, filled with all kinds of animals and scary sounds.
As though I'm about to become lunch for a starving bear and wolf. I'd better think fast and come up with some plan before it's too late. But what can I do? Anything, I guess.
Wait a minute! Just wait a minute, will ya? Please hold on. I know you're starving and everything, but could you just listen to me for a second? You see, we all have the same problem, but if you promise not to hurt me, I've got a plan for all of us to get out of this well alive.
Actually, even if we decide to devour him right now, we'd still be less than satisfied. And we would still probably starve to death after that. So maybe we should allow him to develop a plan for escape in which we would all obtain the freedom we seek.
Gusho, I agree, Mr. Bear. Let's give the poor man a chance.
So both the wolf and the bear agreed that they would not harm Ritta.
Now, I was right there, and the mouth of the river is there, and we should be somewhere over here. That's where the tree scared me. Do you know how long the well's been dry, Mr. Bear?
Well, I believe since last summer, Mr. Man.
That's just perfect. I think I've got a good idea. Here's how it works. If we dig right here in the well, we will eventually find the mouth of the river. Once the well fills up with water, bingo bango, we're all out of here.
When it comes to digging, we're the very strongest. Our hands are just like the strongest machines. We are strongest, we have the power. Just watch us, and I'm sure you'll agree.
Power is fine, but in times of crisis, don't think muscles can do everything.
When it comes to digging, we're the very strongest. Our hands are just like the strongest machines.
We are strong, yes, we have the power.
Just watch us, and I'm sure you'll agree.
Use your head, and you'll be stronger. You'll overcome any obstacle.
And that is how the bear and the wolf learned that strong muscles alone are of no benefit if the mind is not put to use. For if it weren't for Ritta's quick thinking, they would all have perished in the well.
Seeking out good things to be done. One night it was dark, but he went traveling. His friends needed help, and he didn't mind. He crept through the woods, careful and quiet. He was afraid of what he would find. Ritter fell into a deep, dark well. He was afraid of what he didn't see. A bear and a wolf stood right before him, but he couldn't run. He could not flee. The bear and the wolf said,
"It's time for supper.
Thanks be to God for this great meal.
I'm hungry. Let's eat.
Food.
Thanks be to God for this great meal. Thanks be to God for this great meal. Thanks be to God for this great meal. Thanks be to God for this great meal."
Ritter had to think very, very quickly. Would his life be over soon? Stuck in a well with a bear and a wolf, what could poor Ritter possibly do?
The human mind is a gift from God. Any problem can be solved by it. If we use it wisely, serve us. We must not waste this precious gift.
A great idea flashed in his mind. He was sure he'd get out of this mess. He told the bear and the wolf to dig. They listened and they went for it. They dug real hard. Water rushed in as it filled the well. They rose to the top. Ritter's plan worked to perfection. He was safe and he was alive.
He was safe and he was alive. He was safe and he was alive. The human mind is a gift from God. Any problem can be solved by it. If we use it wisely, it will serve us. We must not waste this precious gift.
He was safe and he was alive. He was safe and he was alive.